translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Prabhupada. O my Lord, full of six opulences, O Supreme Person, O Supreme Soul, Killer of all miseries, O Supreme Person, in the form of a wonderful lion and man, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Please repeat after me. O my Lord, full of six opulences, O Supreme Person, O Supreme Soul, Killer of all miseries, O Supreme Person, in the form of a wonderful lion and man, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. In the previous verse, Prahlad Maharaj has explained that a devotee can achieve the platform of Bhagavatva, being as good as the Supreme Person. But this does not mean that the devotee loses his position as a servant, a pure servant of the Lord. Although as opulent as the Lord, is still meant to offer respectful obeisances to the Lord in service. Prahlad Maharaj was engaged in pacifying the Lord, and therefore he did not consider himself equal to the Lord. He defined his position as a servant and offered respectful obeisances unto the Lord. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshur Mulitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangalam Gayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Tamala Krishna Praswamini Tinamini Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunavadi Paskata Desatarini Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Paditanam Pavani Bhyo Vashnavi Bhyo Namo Nama. Om Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Purushaya Mahatmane Haraye Adbhutasimaya Brahmane Paramatmane. O my Lord, full of six opulences, O Supreme Person, O Supreme Soul, Killer of all miseries, O Supreme Person, in the form of a wonderful lion and man, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. What time do we finish class usually on these days? Is it 8:30 or do you have an unconventional ending? 8:45. Okay. So Prahlad Maharaj is finalizing his prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev, and we can see that the cream of Prahlad Maharaj consciousness is coming out. Usually the best words are always at the end. This is the end, almost the end of the episode between Prahlad Maharaj offering prayers to Loni Shingadev before Loni Shingadev dismisses himself. And after all the demigods have had their go in glorifying the Lord, but there was no much effect on Lord Nrisimhadev, but he was still very angry, and we can see that Prahlad Maharaj was the only one to pacify Lord Nrisimhadev. And not only he pacified the Lord, but he fully satisfied the Lord with the wonderful mood of how a devotee should be. And it was a lesson also for the demigods to hear these words of this little boy, because being a demigod doesn't mean that you are almost God and you know better than any other living entities. You can be a demigod but still do not know much about God. And not being very much experienced in devotion. But Prahlad Maharaj, that's how he became a Mahajan. He fully satisfied Loni Shingadev with wonderful prayers. And it's interesting here that yes, we Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, in the previous verse, Prahlad Maharaj has explained that a devotee can achieve the platform of Bhagavatva, being as good as the Supreme Person, we may achieve that position. Sometimes a jiva can be addressed as a Bhagavan, just like Narada Muni, Lord Shiva. Of course, Lord Shiva is not a jiva, but Lord Brahma occasionally is addressed as a Bhagavan, as good as, not different from God. But nevertheless, Srila Prabhupada catches the mood here of Prahlad Maharaj. He says, but this does not mean that the devotee loses his position as a servant. So the final words of Prahlad Maharaj is to reassure the Lord that, yes, even though you have empowered me, you have made me a great devotee of yours, but still, this does not bewilder me. I never forget that I am your servant. A pure servant of the Lord, although as opulent as the Lord, is still meant to offer respectful obeisances to the Lord in service. Prahlad Maharaj was engaged in pacifying the Lord, and therefore he did not consider himself equal to the Lord. He defined his position as a servant and offered the respectful obeisances unto the Lord. So this understanding that we are eternally inferior to God, it's the ultimate pinnacle of all the understandings. When we not just theoretically try to preach it like I'm doing today in Srimad Bhagavatam class, we don't just preach theoretically that we are servant of God, but we should try to feel, realize it, that God is Vibhu and I am Anu. When we understand deeply that this is our eternal position, then Krishna likes it very much. Sometimes, not sometimes, but very often, from my own experience, I've seen we join Krishna consciousness. Even myself, I've been through different types of feelings during the vicissitudes of my spiritual life. We joined the movement with the tears in our eyes. Here, my Lord, I'm surrendering to you. Actually, the very first day when we come is the one of the most important day of our life. Once Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, every time we feel proud, we should always meditate on the first day when we joined. That was the most important day of our life. Because you come in with the mood, here I am, I'm not coming as your son, I'm not coming as a president or Sankirtan leader or whatever, temple commander, because you have nothing. You're just coming out from the cold. I'm coming as a servant, just like the prodigal son. He came back and he was so wonderful to his father because he didn't come back with the mood as a son, even though he betrayed his father, he left his father. He spent all his money, but he came back with a mood as a servant. He may accept me again back to his service as a servant. So Krishna likes that very much. So I've seen and observed that we come to Krishna consciousness with that mood as a servant, but then we forget. Then Krishna gives us so much. He gives us purification. It gives us some effulgence that people, they're attracted to you when you preach. People, they're attracted by the happiness and peace of mind of the devotees. He gives you some position. He gives you some wealth. He gives you a nice family. He gives you everything you get in Krishna consciousness is a gift from Krishna. But then at some point we forget. We take for granted and we forget that we came with that mood. As we forget that we are servant. And that's when the mind takes over, the false ego. That is what Prahlad Maharaj is actually hitting on the nail here. Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. We may be for many, many years as a demigods, many years practicing spiritual life. We can even be spiritual master, but if we think that we are that position, we are actually missing the point. The point is actually the original point, the one that we came as a servant. And it's safe. That's when humility reigns on the head of a devotee as a crown. Every time we think, I'm just depending on the mercy of the devotees. The mercy of the spiritual master, the mercy of the Lord. And it protects us from falling down into this concept that I'm become somebody else. Now I am in the position of judging. That's when the mind takes over. The propensity of the mind, the tendency of the mind, is to fall every day prone to the sankalpa and vikalpa. The accepting or rejecting. Accepting, because we are identified with the mind, so we accept things that the mind likes, and we reject things the mind doesn't like. So then at some point what happened that you don't like to be a servant anymore, and then you like very much the position that you are in. So then you start, then you like some people, you don't like some other people, then you start to, these are the duality of life. And that's when we become bewildered. Then the false ego merges with the mind, because the false ego, the conditioned soul, not the soul, but the false ego, every time associates with the mind, then it's impure. Then we feel that we have to draw some enjoyment through the mind to satisfy the senses, which are the senses are procreated by the mind, the feeling of the senses, not the senses, but the feeling, just like lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, envy. Those are children produced by the mind. When the false ego associates with the mind becomes pregnant with these children. And then we are very selective. I like this, I don't like that. And then we fall a victim of sense gratification. And when sense gratification comes in spiritual life, we forget who we are, that we are servant. The life is made for tapasya, tapo devyam. The life is made for service, to not criticize devotees, to serve devotees, to serve Krishna, to preach, to help the Guru in the mission of the Lord. But when the sense gratification comes in, the mind works so hard to satisfy the feelings of the senses. That's how the senses, they become impure, with the lust, anger, greed. And then after sense gratification comes the offenses. Because dusparena nalinacha, the senses, they can never be satisfied. The mind is like the mother principle. No matter how much object of the senses, even the designations, those are the things that we try to identify with positions. These are a subtle attachment of the senses, and the senses, they never satisfied, because Krishna says to Arjuna that it's like pouring fuel on fire. Dusparena nalinacha. And then what happened, that feeling frustrated, we cannot enjoy anymore, because the senses are, they become more and more rebellious, then we resort to offenses. We become frustrated, and that's when the offenses come. The offenses, they always come after sense gratification. Then we start to judge, as I said before. The mind takes up the role of judging. Judge devotees. We don't know anybody, and we think we know people. This person, you know, is like this, or maybe he's done this, or he's done that. The mind of the judging person speculates, concocts ideas, thinking, feeling, willing. You're thinking that someone is up to something, and then you even feel that, and then willing, then you start to talk and spread the gossip. And the gossip is actually, what is it? Not just this, it doesn't just devour your own personality and your mind and your spiritual life, but also the mind of your friends, other devotees, other people. Gossip is just food for crows. But Krishna Katha is food for the devotees, for swans. Those who are sincere in spiritual life, they like to hear about Krishna Katha. They like to hear about good things about devotees, not bad things. Krishna himself is the supreme judger, but he doesn't judge anybody. He sees the good amongst the ocean of faults that we have, all the mistakes that we make every day, all the offenses, but he's digging up for some good. So who are we to judge? So we are all playing little Krishna within the realm of spiritual life. Never forget about karma. Karma, they actually sometimes, Srila Prabhupada told one of his disciples, sometimes it's better, you know, to go away from Krishna consciousness, be a karma, a peaceful karma, and not being inside the movement and criticizing devotees. You make more advancement if you peacefully work, provide for your family,
Just forget about the devotees. If someone gets up in the morning with the idea of coming to the temple and try to grab some gossip, that person is better to stay in bed. You'll make more advancement. Because a temple is a place to associate, to talk about Krishna. It's a place for swans, not for crows. So we have to be very, very careful when we hear or when we speak about other devotees. So, because the senses are contaminated by these judging propensities, everybody has an opinion about themselves. Usually the opinion about ourselves is very high. Just like when you hand in a CV to get a job, you have to put very high performance there. You know, you have to have a very high opinion about yourself to be attractive. Otherwise, people, they won't employ you. But generally, the tendency is to have very low opinion about other people. We overestimate ourselves. That's the way the mind and the false ego works. And we undervalue, underestimate other people. I'm not saying that it's a general statement, but for those who are victimized by the mind. Uddharidatmanatmanam natmanam avasadayat atmana atmano bandur atmayanma atmava ripuratmana. The mind can be your friend or your enemy. It can drag you into trouble or can free you into liberation. So because the senses are polluted, because the mind is polluted, so therefore Hatahashi Krishna Namadi Nabhaver Griyam Indriyani. Therefore we cannot understand Krishna. We cannot understand devotees. Akunta Medase. Guru Srila Prabhupada quotes in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Advanced devotees, sometimes they are like that. They're like the Lord. They keep quiet. They're very much misunderstood, criticized. But Akunta Medase, nobody can understand what's going on into the mind of the devotees. Nobody can understand what they are thinking. Nobody can check the mind of the Lord or the mind of the devotees, the sincere devotees. That's only Krishna's business to understand. And therefore, if we invert the whole thing, try to judge let's try to judge ourselves. Let's try to change ourselves before trying to change the world, or before even we try to preach. In the Bible, there is a very beautiful pastime of, I forgot, it was in one of the catechisms that I read as a child, that there was a man, very proud, very, he was on the crusader, he went on this mountain and he was speaking, shouting to God, "Please empower me, I'm your man, make me a leader. Let me change the world. I want to become a leader, empower me so that I can change the world. So that the world will follow me and I can lead the people towards you." So then he heard a voice in the sky. "Okay, my dear child, you see that rock? For 3 days, you just push it. Push that rock." Do you know about this thing? Or do you know about it? How many of you know? If you know, then I won't tell it. But if you don't know, I can tell this. It's very... Should I tell it? Okay. So the man, he went towards the rock and he pushed very, very hard. And he was pushing from morning to evening. And then he pushed again another day. And then he pushed another day. And then the rock will not move. The huge stone was not moving. So he turned around to God and he said, I've been pushing for 3 days, like you said, but nothing happens. And God said, okay, carry on pushing. And then he carried on pushing, but still the stone wouldn't move. And then he stopped and he said, what's the point? The stone is not moving. And God said, I asked you to push, not to move the stone. If you want to become a leader, first I want you to become strong. You know, if by pushing the stone you become strong, you will develop a very strong arms. You will develop muscles. And that's how you become a leader. So what is the moral of this story? Has anybody grasped it? The moral of the story, first we make ourselves strong. Change ourselves from weak to strong before you become a leader. So this is the moral of the... God said a leader must be strong. So I was... But actually the moral of the story is that spiritually you have to become strong before you try to change people or try to change the world. So if we look into ourselves, how strong we are before casting out a judgment. If there is anybody who hasn't not committed any sinful activities, please raise your hands. Cast your first stone. So this was the message of Jesus. Do not judge. Do not try to figure it out. Let God figure out what's going on in the life of the people. So Prahlad Maharaj, he was actually reminding all the demigods and everybody present that the main point of spirituality is to always remember that we are a servant of Krishna, servant of the devotees, not judges. So this is just a few points that I spoke from this. And if there is any other points that you would like to make, any questions?